Today we're pouring Chanel No. 5 on your brand marketing strategy. We're focusing on the elements that can go into a video that can increase margin. Fundamentally, we're talking about the psychological response to a type of video. And my hope is that you'll be able to learn these lessons to do more than grow margin for a brand. In today's episode, we're evaluating a project done by the brand you may know well, Chanel. And that's the topic on today's episode of Video Production Daily. If I were to tell you that I was born on a farm, I would be stretching the truth. But I am a Mountain West boy born and raised in the state of Idaho. And I have to be honest, luxury doesn't go very far in the state of Idaho. You gain more social equity by having mud on your boots than associating yourself with the right brand. Now, there's still a little bit of that Mountain West in me, but I have to be honest. In 2012, when I came across this marketing campaign from Chanel, I was struck, and it's still something I think about all the time. The House of Chanel video series began in 2012 and has used historical footage, modern motion graphics, incredible music to really tell the founder story and the product story for Chanel. So if you browse through the campaign today, you're going to see videos that were created from 2012 all the way up to the present day as a continuing series. And these short documentaries take you through the adventures that the founder went on, but more importantly, decisions that were made around products that are still critical elements of the Chanel brand today. Let me tell you what struck this Idaho farm boy in 2012 as I watched this Chanel brand advertisement. I never in my life had thought that every button needs a buttonhole. If you would have asked me about Chanel No. 5, the perfume, I would have assumed it was like all other perfume. I'm sure that every perfume has a story, but I certainly have never bothered to pay attention to any of them. One of the critical things that a luxury brand has to do is convince people that the brand equity is worth the extra investment. We all know that somehow Chanel is able to get additional brand value and margin because of the name Chanel and what the brand has grown to represent. But how do you create that kind of brand value? I think one critical way is you have to ensure your consumers that you've thought about all of the details that they have not. Now, let me tell you, I'm certainly never going to go on a world tour to create a perfume. And if that was my assignment, I really wouldn't know how to get started. But understanding the founding story of Chanel No. 5, it gives you an appreciation for the huge amount of work that went into creating one of the most successful fragrances on the market yesterday or today. To give you an idea, I want to share a quick clip from the Chanel No. 5 video. This was one of the first videos produced.
For the first time, No. 5 defies the conventions of perfume which glorify single flower fragrances. Coco Chanel calls upon Ernest Beau, perfumer to the Tsars. In search of inspiration, Ernest Beau ventures as far as the Arctic Circle, finding his muse in the exhilarating air issuing from the northern lakes under the midnight sun. The couturier encourages him to be ever more audacious, demanding still more jasmine, the most precious of essences. May rose, Haitian vetiver, ylang ylang, sandalwood, orange blossom, essence of neroli, Brazilian tonka beans, he composes a bouquet of over 80 scents for her. An abstract, mysterious perfume, radiating an extravagant floral richness. For the first time, No. 5 transforms the alchemy of scent through Ernest Beau's innovative use of aldehydes, synthetic components which exalt perfume, like lemon, which accentuates the taste of strawberry.
The audio, fascinating, doesn't do the video justice. Make sure you follow the link in the show notes and take a look at the actual campaign. The motion graphics and the way that these things are cut together is super intriguing. But I do think it helps you understand that Chanel was trying to point out all of the detail that went into creating this fragrance. When you wear a fragrance, you want to know that it represents somebody's life's work, that someone put their heart and soul into making it perfect. That way, when you're putting it on, you know that you're leveraging all of their good taste, and therefore you have good taste. And I think Chanel has done an incredible job with this campaign of reassuring people that they've thought about every detail and that they have great taste. Really, the lesson that stuck with me above all else was make sure your audience knows that your brand cares about the details in the industry that you're in. They care so intimately about the details that they can take care of you when it comes to purchasing a product in that industry. It makes you feel safe, secured, and of course, it earns the brand that margin. You're willing to pay for that expertise. Now, with that in mind, let's listen to another clip from the same campaign. This comes from the video about the Chanel jacket.
Four real pockets, braid in matching tones or contrasting, buttons stamped with the symbol of the house, and especially, new for the period, no buttons without buttonholes. Finally, sewn into the silk lining, a delicate chain to ensure that the jacket falls perfectly. A revolution. It was an incontrovertible success. The international press, hungry for modernity and change, acclaimed the style and allure of Chanel.
As video creators in every industry, what do we have to learn from Chanel? In my opinion, it is that we need to educate the consumers of our content, that our customers have thought about their every need. And that is really what is going to help our customers build that brand equity, be able to build margin into their product, and reassure people that the brand has thought about all of their needs within that industry. It is the brand to trust. This is the type of powerful media that really helps brands to grow their identity and make an impact on the markets that they seek to influence. And of course, they're terrific projects to be a part of. I am packing the show notes with the only links on the internet that matter, so make sure you check them out. I appreciate your time today and every day. And by every day, I mean twice a week. Oh boy, I am never going to get tired of making fun of my own daily podcast. Hey, thank you for joining me. The summary of today's episode in my mind is when building a brand or building in margin to a product, make sure that videos talk about the details, reassure your customers that you've thought about every detail so that they don't have to. You're the trusted brand in the industry. I want to thank you for joining me on another episode of Video Production Daily.